Pluchin Avoyim, this very unique occasion, the anniversary, the end of the first year, the end of the first year of Finish Your Day, the Torah Way. End your day, and it doesn't finish. End your day, the Torah Way. We've had in many places, start your day the Torah way. Now in Manchester has been added, end your day the Torah way. There's a lashon in the Orchis Chaim Maharash. The Rosh writes about the importance of ending your day the Torah way. Lishon mitoyich divrei Torah. The Rosh writes about the importance of Lishon mitoyich divrei Torah. Go to sleep. End your day, mitoich divrei Torah. There's a pirush on the Orchis Chaim from Reb Shmuel. Reb Shmuel, name slipped my mind. For it'll come back to me soon. The whiskey's got to me. You're too quick. I thought it would take 20 minutes. I'd be okay. Reb Shmuel Shechter. See, it does take 20 minutes. Reb Shmuel Shechter. He was one of the last Talmidim to learn in Keln, and they used to learn Orchis Chaim every single day there in Keln. They used to learn it besides saying it. And he heard the pirush they had, it was tradition passed on from Simchas Yisrael of Kelem, that if you start something right and finish it right, then the whole thing becomes fixed in the right direction. If you start it right, finish it right, the whole thing becomes fixed in the right direction. And that was the oimek of the Rosh. You start your day with Torah, finish the day with Torah, the whole day is fixed in the right direction. You know where you're going. They say about one of the Gedolim, he used to, for hair people, he used to say to them, if you came to a crossroad and you were trying to work out which way to go, and there's a signpost with four pointers, but it's fallen down, what would you do? What he wanted them to answer was that they know where you've come from. You know where you've come from, you stick it up, that's the way back to Manchester, you know where to go. There are certain things in life which are kaveya. If the start is right, the end is right, then that's kaveya, the whole thing in the right direction. Allow me to tell you a little bit of a funny vignette. In the olden days, we used to have these cardboard lulav holders. The children won't know what that means, you just know about these plastic ones. But some of you a little bit older remember these cardboard lulav holders. Almost seems strange now, such a thing, with a ribbon, an elastic. And they used to write at the top, top. So I was really annoyed that somebody might pick it up. You might pick it up the wrong way round, and you'll pick it up with the bottom, and you won't know there's a bottom and a top, and the other side is written top. So I wrote at the bottom, bottom. So I had top and bottom. I used to always write on bottom. So somebody wanted to chat me once. They said to me, so why didn't you write in the middle, middle? And this was done. So I said to him, I didn't want to be beaten, I said to him, if the top is right, and the end is right, the middle will sort itself out. The kacha was there. But what does seem to be a little bit of a machloikas is who takes the full credit for this. We're hearing various names. Obviously, if Shlomo Weisbot Zolzang Gesund is Kaveh Brocha La'atzmoy with his shia. And save a little bit more of the clapping for later. I want to dwell on that by itself. But even the actual organisers, everybody's pointing to Simcha as being the man that's put his life and so heart and soul into making this happen. And one can take a feel of something electric, something very, very real going on. And that happens when somebody puts their heart and soul into it. Then you feel it in the atmosphere. It's a kinyan. Something has happened. It's chalois, it's chal, it's a ruchnis, a thing has a life to it. But we can't miss out. despite his request, we can't miss out on Menachem David. Because behind the great man, there's another great man, there's a whole chain reaction, and one can see there's something very, very alive and very, very real happening here. Besides the aforementioned special idea of starting and ending the day the Torah way, I want to point out we have here the Inyan of Kol HaShoyna HaLochis B'chol Yoyim Muftach Lo Yishum En Oilem Habo. Chazal say in many places, you learn Halacha every single day, Muftach Lo Yishum En Oilem Habo. He's guaranteed a place in Oilem Habo. Allow me to share with you, say I once heard from a Darshan, he spoke about a similar Chazal, where Chazal say that if a person says the Shiras Hayam, the person says, Oz Yoshir, the Simcha, the Kiddush Hashem of Kriyas Yamsuf, the Arav between Klal Yisrael and the Rebbein, he says that the Simcha every single day, he's moved to be a Ben Oilem Haba. So I once heard a Baal Darshan very eloquently dwell on this Chazal, and he said, that why don't people just grab this? You know, you should have everybody saying Oz Yoshir, every base of Medrash, we're full of people, just before Baruch Hu, Oz Yoshir should be alive. And he told a story, which in a way is fabricated, the story. It was the license for Baal Darshan. But on the other hand, it's probably an absolutely true story which takes place day in, day out. And the story is of a man who gets Taka Oibn. He comes before the basin Shalmaila, and he's a person who hasn't taken so seriously this Chazal of Shiras Hayam B'chol Yom has been Oilem Haba. He's not taking that so seriously, and they're discussing, does he deserve Oilem Haba, does he not deserve Oilem Haba, and there's quite a debate going on there, does he really deserve Oilem Haba or not, should we put him in Gan Eden, he's got his peckle of other things too, and there's a serious debate going on. Anyway, they send him out, adjourn, we're going to quarter an hour, we're going to look into this a little bit more. And he meets a malach, and the malach says to him, Rabid, I can't understand you. There was such an easy eitzah that you had, just to say Shiras Hayam B'Simcha every day. And then you would have been sorted, you would have been Batuach Yivan Oilem Haba. Why didn't you grab onto that? I could have come running in. And put on the table, he says, Shiras Hayam B'Simcha every day, Muvtach Loi, and we would have been sorted, why didn't you do it? So this chap, we'll call him Yankel, he says, to tell you the truth, when I was in Yeshiva Katana, I saw that Chazal, I saw it in the Mishnah Berurah, but I thought, it's a bit too simple, it's too easy, it doesn't really make sense, you get rid of my boss so easily. Then actually I got to Yeshiva Gedolah, I saw it again, and I thought about it, but it just didn't really make sense, just for saying Shiras Hayam B'Simcha every day, Ben Oilem Haba. And I even saw it as a younger man once or twice, here and there, I saw it, but that was basically, I went through life looking at it like that. And the Malach turns around to him and he says, you know, it's not so easy. You see that you did not manage. It's Shacharot. These things, for people that take them seriously, are very, very powerful. A commitment to Shiras Hayam is very powerful. A commitment to be loyimet halacha b'chol yoyim, actually, I don't even know whether you've got the horror of that person, of that yankel, that sounds too easy. It's not so easy. To commit to everyday learning halacha, everyday means even Tisha B'Av, even some holidays, everyday learning halacha, that's a very serious commitment to Yiddishkeit. That's really mamish what Kabbalah Seil Malchus Shemaim is. Had a Talmud of mine here in Manchester, he made a siyum, it was actually during Aseret Mitzvah. And he says, can he travel me to come to the siyum, say a few words, he knows that I'm busy with this and that. I said to him, what we're busy with in Aseret Mitzvah, we're busy with Kabbalah Seil Malchus Shemaim. There's no greater Kabbalah Seil Malchus Shemaim than somebody who's made a commitment to learn halacha. That is what we're supposed to be busy with, that is it. We can easily understand that Shoyin Halachas B'chol Yoyim, that is a committed Yid. That is a committed Yid. The man Shal Shiva Zichzad Livracha, once spoke in Gates at the beginning of El it was, and he said over to Reb Chaim Volozhin that the a person's climbing in Avodas Hashem is like a ladder. Like a ladder, you go rung by rung. He said, no, the Rebbeinu doesn't expect a person to suddenly give a great big jump and arrive on rung number 38. He wants to see that he's climbing rung by rung. That's the person who is giving a nachas ruach to the Rebbeinu Shleilam. Person who's a shleina halachas b'chol yoyim, he is growing rung by rung. Here he is. This halach he didn't know, here he is. That halach he didn't know. There was here in Manchester, when you remember Dan Brody's Ozan Gesund many years ago was here, and somebody was close to him and he said, you know, you're very young, how do you know so much halacha? He asked the question straight out. And he said, tell you the truth, from my bar mitzvah on, when I had a shaila, I wouldn't just circumvent and get out of the shaila. I've got a shaila what bracha to make on cornflakes, whether to make a donma, shahakel, so I'll take a tomato, and I'll have a drink, and I'm certainly covered. If I had a shaila, I would look it up and find out a person who and like that, he amassed a tremendous knowledge of halacha. A shaila halachas b'cholyam is a person who's literally growing day by day. Might I humbly suggest that those who are part of the shia and taka there every single night, they should efsha taka chaparayim, that in the weekend, over Shabbos, one halacha of Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, halaseida themselves, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, one halacha, to taka make sure that you're showing halachas b'chol yoyim, because if you're putting so much work into it, 20 minutes a night, it's a shame to miss it for the extra couple of minutes over Shabbos, over Yom Tov, and taka to be committed to be a showing halachas b'chol yoyim, and there's a third aspect, though, that's so special about this shia, besides the Lishon B'teich Divrei Torah, besides the Shlein Halachos B'chol Yoyim, and that is this very, very unique facet of learning Hilchos Shabbos in a committed way 2 days a week. Hilchos Shabbos is mamish. Somebody who learns Hilchos Shabbos is in a different league. He's not just climbing, but if you're using that lashon, I'm sure they know what it means. He's in a different league, different bracket. He's taken his whole Yiddish kind to a different level completely. Person who learns Hilchos Shabbos regularly is mamish chaluk. He's a different sort of yid completely. Rabbi Yashiv Zichzal Levracha, at one time at the Siyam Hashas, he started to push Limud Halacha very hard. He pushed it, he had a big atzlach in literature reality. It brought them into the Chassidus of Elul, always by Mizgamt Stark. He had made a major inroad in the Chashivas of learning Halacha. And so somebody came to me and said, Rebbe, I've managed to set up a Shia in my base of Medrash. Which Halacha should we learn? So he said, Hilchos Shabbos. What else, Rebbe? Hilchos Shabbos. Is there anything else we need to think about? Hilchos Shabbos. Hilchos Shabbos is really, you know, so important. I mean, you take Boyer and the Marshall in to tell you, you're learning it. If you don't know the halachas, you can fall into deraisas. You can be getting ready for Shabbos and being oyer and issa deraisa. A woman is only allowed to be Boyer and oichel and b'toich psoilis when it's somach l'sudda. She's a big tzaddikas, she's going to go to Davin on Shabbos morning. So she does it before she goes to shul. She gets the Suda ready before then she goes off to shul to Davin, and she's been Oyev and Issa de Reis of Boyer. Unbelievable. She took Oyechel Mitoich Besailas. She went to shul, and that's why she did it before Davening. I'm not here to give her a whole Sheen Hilchos Shabbos, but Boyer, you're mamish sailing near the edge the whole time. If you don't learn the halachas, it's impossible. Learning Hilchos Shabbos is Shabbos. Is Shabbos. What I will share with you, fascinating Indian, is that in Aseres Hadibris, when it said Zochei Shema Shabbos Lekadshei, according to Rashi no less, this means think about Shabbos during the week as well. Zochei means remember something even when it's not there. This is Rashi's Peshat in Zochei Shema Shabbos Lekadshei. Even during the week when it's not Shabbos, remember that Shabbos is coming. Rashi's Shitta. Soprano also learns like that. Soprano says, organize your work in a way that you'll be able to stop thinking about it when Shabbos comes. Rashi says, if you find something nice, set it aside for Shabbos. And far from all much on Rashi, isn't that Shammai Shitta? There's a lot of Torah on the Rashi. The Rebbe Mizrachi says, Shammai only meant food stuff. You should prepare closer to Shabbos, because food doesn't last that long. But other inyanim, like chafetzim, for carrots, the whole week, think about preparing for Shabbos. Many mafarshim discuss that Rashi. Haklal, the bottom line of that Rashi is that Zohar Eshem HaShabbos HaKatshli, in that says Hadibris, means during the week, think about Shabbos, that Shabbos is coming. Now, here's the Marimokal one to share with you, not so well known, the Rash and the Raivad. G'dayli HaRishayinim, on the Torah's Koyanim in B'chukoyishai, where it happens to mention the meaning of Zechira, of Zohar, they say, how should we fulfill remembering Shabbos during the week? Say the Rash and the Raivad, learning Hilchas Shabbos during the week, that is the mitzvah, the Arayis of Zohar Shem HaShabbos L'Kadshai. You're becoming a Yid who during the week is getting ready for that special day of Shabbos. If you had an audience you invited to the Queen's Garden Party, you'd be thinking, you'd be preparing, what you're going to do, what you're going to say. If they call you out, what will you do? What have you got that rare minute to speak? What will you say? Audience, Veshefa, Shabbos, Zochar Shem HaShabbos HaKadshai, you're preparing for it. Your whole life has become different. Your life is revolving around Shabbos. And that's happening over here in this Beis Medrash every single week. The Gemara, it's written, how was this father of the Gemara, Zeicha, Rabbi Yisrael, how was he Zeicha to this Ramosha, Vemer Zochar? He's brought on Sefer Rachmei Ha'av, a very famous Sefer in Hungary, little Sefer, little Muslim Sefer, and that Sefer brings down that was Mekubal in Hungary, that the father of the Gemara was a Zeicha, he had a business, and he used to close up at Chatzilis on Erev Shabbos. He sold stuff, he sold material, Chatzilis, he closed shop. Once, a poet came in, a rare sort of customer, at about 11 o'clock on Friday morning, and he's piling up schayra and silk and all the stuff that he's never managed to move, he's buying, and reams of this and that. And suddenly Chatzilis is coming. And he says to the poet, you know, I'd love to spend more time with you, but it's our Sabbath, etc. But I said, surely you make certain exceptions, you know. So, in a very nice way, without any chil Hashem, he explained to him, no, he can't do it. And the poet said, do you mind if I go elsewhere? He said, look, that business is business. If you have to go elsewhere, you go elsewhere. He went elsewhere. He didn't sell all that stuff that he was finding hard to move. But a year later, he had a son who became the Ramon. Shabbos doesn't stay shuldik. Shabbos is big. And the Olam here, they are doing this. They're doing this. The Olam here are being Mekayim Zocha Eshem Shabbos L'Kadshai the whole week. And, of course, there's a chus of this. There's a chus of doing this the whole week. It's all you did, Shlomo, and the work that he puts in, giving a shiur in Hilchos Shabbos is no walkover. It's major, major work. Major work. You're handling derises. The amount of time you actually hear the shiur is a small fraction of the amount of time that goes in to preparing such a shiur. It's our chorus hatoyv to him. And there's a chusim that he no doubt brings, besides the chabur, there's a chusim he brings to the shtot is enormous. And I've been asked to be a shliach to make a presentation on behalf of the chabur. This in no way captures, this doesn't capture at all what's really going on. It's just... I think he wants to be on a Kaddish. Yeah, you have to be there. I think you want to find it. No, which way? This way, you want to this way? How do you want it? Oh, here, that's right, that's what I thought. I'm in a Kaddish in the back.
Oh, nice smile. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.